Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest had 9 straight weeks of visitations of angels. He was taught by Jesus on how to pray for the sick. He heard things that are going to happen shortly in the future. Anyone interested in what he's going to teach?
Yeah.
Me too. Now, James Gall absolutely provokes me to jealousy. And James, you know you're being biblical, because the Bible says that the Gentile is to provoke the Jew to jealousy.
That's
so you're
true.
He's just doing what he's created to do. But all these visitations from angels, all the gifts of the Spirit, Jesus personally teaching him about healing. Prophecy just kind of erupted at age 20 in your life. Yeah. You were filled with the Spirit. Do you remember the first prophecy you had?
Yes, I do, Sid. It's really rather amazing because it was the first prophecy I ever heard. It came out of my own mouth, and it went something like this. As it was in the last week of the earthly ministry of Jesus, he came to the Father's house. He cleansed the Father's house, and he released a declaration. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. He turned over the tables. He went to the cage where the dove was held, and he opened up the cage, and the dove was set free. And praise broke out amongst the children, and healing became the children's bread. So will it be in the last week of the earthly ministry of Jesus. In the Spirit, he will come to visit the Father's house once again, and he will release a word, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. And that is the first prophecy I ever heard, and I still believe it.
And not only that, it's not only the first prophecy you ever heard, but I believe it's ready to erupt. Right now. It's a word for right now. And I can see why the devil tried to snuff out your life. He doesn't like you. He doesn't like your voice. He doesn't like what you stand for. You had a condition called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That's right.
What was the prognosis from the doctors at the worst?
Well, I remember that day real well, Sid. And I was in this hospital in the Nashville area. And the doctor looks at me and goes, well, I want you to know, real sober face, I want you to know no one has ever lived past 10 years with this diagnosis.
Now, stop. What happened inside of you and what did you say when that happened?
I looked at that doctor straight in the face and I said, well, you've never met someone like me before.
I like that, don't you? I like that.
And then I looked right at that doctor with honor and yet with boldness, and I said, and guess what? I'm going to be the first one who's going to break that rule, and I will be healed.
Well, now, when you said that, just between the two of us, did you really believe it?
You know, well, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so you just open wide your mouth and he says he will fill it. So that's what happened that day. And then sometimes afterwards you're left going like, what did I just say? So yeah, I believed it at the time. And then I had to, like everybody else, work out my own salvation.
However, he hears that a great surprise is coming to him. Who told you that?
Well, it came in a dream.
Huh.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, I want you to keep the month of October free because there's going to be a surprise that's going to come your way. Now, like, this is parabolic language. I really wasn't quite sure what the Holy Spirit was saying, but I kept my month of October free that year.
So, what was the surprise? I mean, don't you want to hear what the surprise was?
Well, that month of October, a man from Africa named Pastor Sapreza, or we call it Pastor Surprise.
Now, hey, how much more specific can you get? The Pastor Surprise shows up.
And Pastor Surprise comes, and he prayed personally for me. And when Pastor Sapreza, Pastor Surprise, who's a part of Iris Ministries, prayed for me, fire started going through my bloodstream, and it would rest over organs of my body, and then it would move, and it just went up and down throughout my body, and I had an opened vision of the Lord Jesus Christ when Surprise prayed for me. Here was Yeshua Jesus. And he was standing, as it seemed like in this experience, in fire. And he speaks to me and he says, I want you to step in to the fire of my presence with me. And so I do this, but it was his invitation. And it's while this fire of the Lord is moving on my body. And then he says to me, amazing thing, he says, with every wound that I received, I obtained a special level of healing for my people.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, because this is one of the greatest revelations I've heard on healing. And I'm going to have James share that when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural!
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, God tells James, who is dying from lymphoma, cancer, that he's going to have a surprise. He tells him the month. A pastor shows up. His last name just happens to be Pastor Surprise. And Pastor Surprise prays for him, and fire goes all over his body. And then Jesus starts teaching him about healing. Tell me what Jesus taught you.
Sid, it was so amazing. I'd never heard anything like this before. And obviously, I love the Bible and church history and everything. But what he said to me was, the man of fire himself, Jesus, like Revelations chapter 1 says, with every wound I received, I obtained a special level of healing for my people. Now, while I explain this, I believe that faith is going to light up into people's hearts right now as I just explain this. And as I speak this out, a special level of healing will come your way right now. And he took me to his wounds. And just very quickly, he took me to his back and the 39 stripes. And within each of those places where the back of the Yeshua Jesus was laid open, I saw names of sicknesses and diseases. I saw leukemia. I saw paralysis. I saw just different names, scoliosis. I saw names written in every one of the stripes of Jesus. He takes me to the crown of thorns, and he says, when the crown of thorns was pierced upon my head, he said, I obtained healing for every mental disease known to mankind. He took me to his feet where they were pierced through, and he said, I obtained healing for paralysis. He took me to his hands, said something very distinct, and he said, did you know that most diseases are transferred by touch? And he said, and I obtained healing when I was nailed, pierced through in my hands. I obtained a special level of healing for every contagious disease. And right now, I believe the Holy Spirit wants to touch some of you right now. Maybe you've gotten just some kind of a sickness. Maybe you're like me with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You have authority to give away what Jesus has given to you. And right now, I just speak to leukemia. I speak to blood disorders right now. In fact, I speak to someone who's on kidney dialysis, and God has another way. And He is going to bring purification to your blood and to your kidneys. And God, Jesus even was pierced through, and I want to say to you, He has healing for every heart. And someone with like a hole in their heart and someone with a heart murmur, the Lord Himself is coming by to visit your house, and healing is coming to your house today.
One of the things that you said to me that is so important, it's one thing to understand this revelation which Jesus taught. Like the 39 stripes, explain that again to me.
Yeah, well, you know, Jesus, His whole back was laid open. And it says, by His stripes we are healed. And so He took me, turned to the side, and He revealed His back to me. And I saw that it had been laid open. And within every one of these wounds, there was a name that was written of a disease or a sickness, because for every wound Jesus received, He obtained a special level of healing for His people.
Now, you told me that you need the revelation,
yes,
which we understand.
Yes.
And I said, now, how do you get that revelation to become fact? And of course, there's faith involved.
Yes.
But you talked to me about a principle God's taught you called decree. Explain what that is.
You know, in the book of Job, it says, you shall decree a thing and it will be established. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In the book of James, it says that our soul is saved by the ingrafting of the Word of God. So we've got to store up the Word of God, the Bible, store up the Word of God in our hearts. And then we have got to proclaim the salvation of God. So we proclaim, my house shall be saved. My whole house shall be saved. We proclaim, by His stripes, I am healed. I didn't just have an experience. I didn't only have an encounter. I then had to learn to work the miracle. It's called the workings of miracles. So God does His part, and then we cooperate and we do our part. And I had to decree over my body. I had to speak over my organs, and I had to speak life. I had to learn to prophesy life, declare life over the very organs of my own physical body.
I'll tell you what, we could talk on this subject forever, but I want to find out about that 9 weeks of angelic visitations that came to your home. Tell me a little about it.
Well, it happened on the Day of Atonement. I'd gone to sleep, and my wife was asleep, and I taught at a training center in the Kansas City area. And it was the Day of Atonement, the most holy day in the Jewish calendar. And we're asleep, and a lightning bolt crashes in the yard. And I wake up at 11:59 at night, and the light from the lightning bolt comes into the bedroom, and now a man, an angel, is standing at the end of my bed. I'm like awakened. My wife is still asleep. I'm awakened. He looks at me for one straight minute. The clock turns to 12:00, and he says to me, would you like to know what he said?
I'm on the edge of my seat. How about you? I would.
And he speaks to me, this angel did, and he says, watch your wife. I'm about to speak to her. And this opened the door to 9 straight weeks of angelic visitations that would go from midnight to 5 a.m. It was amazing supernatural encounters of a heavenly kind.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, I want to find out one of these amazing experiences from James. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get James Gall's Living in the Supernatural course, which includes his powerful book and study guide, Living a Supernatural Life, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Understanding Living a Supernatural Life, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Angels Aware. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9237. This is a course that helps make the supernatural natural in a biblical and balanced approach. It's a guide to understanding the Holy Spirit's power in our time and a handbook for participating in God's work. Through this course, you will begin to experience rivers of living water flowing through you and out to others. Understand that the main purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so you may walk in supernatural power. Get to know the Holy Spirit as a person to be with you and in you. Receive the double anointing, the fullness of the character of God, and the fullness of the power of God. Learn to lean on the Holy Spirit as your teacher, your witness, and guide. Understand three powerful ways to pray. Pray what you see with your natural eyes. Pray what you see with your spiritual eyes. Pray by faith. Understand the fullness of your God-given purpose and destiny to experience and demonstrate the kingdom of God. Learn how to partner with angels so you can access their supernatural assistance. Don't miss out on getting James Gall's Living in the Supernatural course, which includes his powerful book and study guide, Living a Supernatural Life, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Understanding Living a Supernatural Life, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Angels Aware. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9237. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9237 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So James and his wife have 9 straight weeks of visitations of angels. Tell me that first night, what happened?
It was absolutely amazing. You know, again, it happened right at 11:59, and I've always pondered, was that night not like a clock of God to a countdown to the midnight hour? Hmm. An angel of the Lord came and stood in our room, and he says to me, he says, "Watch your wife. I'm about to speak to her." Now, it didn't only center around her, but he did come to speak to her. And that night, this angel came and laid hands on her back, and she got delivered of the fear of man and the fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord called her herself to be a preacher and a prophetess that night.
Hmm. Now, but tell me about those lights. Yeah. that's amazing.
Yeah, not only did an angel come and stand at the end of the bed, but there ended up being a supernatural ball of light about this big around that stood over our dresser for 5 straight hours, and our room was illuminated with the realm of the glory of God. I mean, we didn't have to turn on a light. The whole room was radiating with the presence. Another one of the nights, there were 29 of these fireballs, not just in a vision, they showed up. And they were circulating around in the ceiling and in the room. And we would just say, "Hit us with the fire of God." And what is it? They come crashing down on us, the fire of God. And we were getting empowered by the Holy Spirit with new levels of authority over the realms of the demonic, over realms of darkness, and then just new faith bursting in us for visitations.
Well, how did this change you? I mean, what gifting did you see that perhaps wasn't there that strong?
Well, one of the things that changed was my concept concerning women in ministry and women in leadership. That was one of the main things that changed. Because all of a sudden, I was now married to a lioness who roared. I was married to Betty Crocker Homemaker, and now she was a roaring lion. So number one thing that changed was my view concerning women in leadership and women in ministry. And then there was, though, this just empowering dimension. I mean, And it empowered us so much that we didn't want to just keep this for us. We wanted to now take this, spread the fire to the world. They, John Wesley, they asked him a question. He said, how do you gather a crowd? And John Wesley said, I set myself on fire and people come to watch me burn. Well, that's what happened with us. And we've been gathering crowds, and I've been gathering crowds to watch us burn.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You are really provoking me to jealousy.
Good.
But I want just kind of whet our appetite a little bit. You heard an audible voice about the miraculous words of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
I'd moved into my new home there in Franklin, Tennessee. And the audible voice of the Lord, I'm not referring right now in my heart. I'm talking about the external audible voice of the Lord came and thundered in my bedroom and said this, the seeds that the seers and the prophets had sowed into the generation decades ago have now come into fruition. Therefore, there will now be an increase of a detailed gift of a word of knowledge and an increase of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that will create an atmosphere of the fear of the Lord, awe, and wonder.
How close are we to the manifestation of that word for you and for others?
I believe it's already started.
Has it started in you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you see, when you hear the word of God, the book of Romans says that when you hear the words of Christ, it produces faith. So when I heard that, it catapulted me over into another level of hunger, into another level of asking, and then to another level of expectation. And anticipation, it's called. And so, but I also am seeing this in next generation in particular, not just them, because I'm just saying, hey, listen, you guys, you next generation guys, and I mentor a good deal of them. And I go, I might be an older guy at this time, but you're going to have to run real fast because this guy's catching his second wind.
I'm sure. Tell me what God showed you briefly about Syria.
Yeah. Well, this is over 10 years ago. I've been prophesying for over a decade. Then in the year 2013 and the year 2014, while all eyes would be on Iran and should be, that the greater threat in the Middle East would come out of Syria. And I have been prophesying this for over a decade. An angel came again and stood at the end of my bed, and this warrior angel, he was dressed in a military uniform, a warrior angel, and he pronounced to me, all he said was this, attention, be on the alert. And I was riveted with the supernatural energy of God. I could not go back to sleep, even if I wanted to. And I just want to release a word. And I just want to say, watchmen on the walls, it's time. Isaiah 62, verse 6 and 7. I have appointed you and I have chosen you as a watchman on the walls. Take your place. Attention, be on the alert. And the shields of the earth belong to the Lord. And we call forth something greater than the Iron Dome around Israel. We call forth the shields of the earth belong to the Lord. And we call forth supernatural protection around Israel and even around our own homes in Jesus' name.
You know what I'm reminded of? Yes. I'm reminded of Psalm 122, 6, which is a commandment. And the commandment goes like this, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Thou shalt prosper that love thee. The word prosper in the Hebrew means heart peace. Mm-hmm. And this world needs heart peace. If you have peace, what can anyone take from you?
Yeah.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and you and your house shall have heart peace. Consider that a word from God at this strategic time in history. This is the set time to favor Zion. And God says, I, God, will bless those who bless the Jewish people. I, God, will curse those who curse them. Choose this day. Are you going to be on God's side? Or are you going to be on the opposite? As for me and my house, as for you and your house, I proclaim you're on God's side.
few believers are biblically equipped for what's ready to happen. The greatest move of God the world has ever experienced. James Gall not only teaches, but he has been used by God to train tens of thousands worldwide on how to operate in all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Call now and get James Gall's Living in the Supernatural course, which includes his powerful book and study guide, Living a Supernatural Life, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Understanding Living a Supernatural Life, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Angels Aware. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9237.
I put this Living a Supernatural Life whole package together. You know, it's a book with over 200 scripture references. There's a great study guide, Walking in the Supernatural Life, teaching CDs, and then there's this amazing Angels Aware. There's prayers of impartation.
This is a course that helps make the supernatural natural in a biblical and balanced approach. It's a guide to understanding the Holy Spirit's power in our time and a handbook for participating in God's work. Through this course, you will begin to experience rivers of living water flowing through you and out to others. Understand that the main purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so you may walk in supernatural power. Get to know the Holy Spirit as a person to be with you and in you. Receive the double anointing, the fullness of the character of God, and the fullness of the power of God. Learn to lean on the Holy Spirit as your teacher, your witness, and guide. Understand three powerful ways to pray. Pray what you see with your natural eyes. Pray what you see with your spiritual eyes. Pray by faith. Learn the power of declaring and decreeing the word and promises of God. Understand the fullness of your God-given purpose and destiny to experience and demonstrate the kingdom of God. Learn how to partner with angels so you can access their supernatural assistance.
I wish I had had this supernatural course on the Holy Spirit when I was a brand new believer. Yes, I had a course, the beginning of the move of the charismatic movement. However, nothing like this. You will be able to do the works that Jesus did. He even says at this last great move, even greater.
Don't miss out on getting James Gall's Living in the Supernatural course, which includes his powerful book and study guide, Living a Supernatural Life, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching series, Understanding Living a Supernatural Life, plus his bonus audio CD teaching, Angels Aware. Yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9237. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9237 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest was so stuck because of past hurts, trauma, pain, and she says she knows how to get you unstuck. Your marriages will be the way God determined them to be. Your relationship with your children will be unstuck, and your relationship with God will be unstuck.